Shinyat Zayin, Sif Beis. Machaber discusses a case where the ritzuas, the straps, the laces of someone's shoes got loose and they came out, or even if the whole thing didn't come out, but a good chelik of it, a good portion of it came out, most of it came out. Either of these two cases, you're allowed to take those straps and put them back in, as long as you don't tie a kesher that's going to be there long term, because it's a problem of kesher kayama. The Mishnah explains that a new shoe that the ritzuas, the straps, and the lace have been put in for the first time, that's a problem of tikkamana, because now you're setting up the shoe for the first time. And not only that, if someone wants to put new shoelaces and new straps into a shoe that were never there previously, it's also the same problem of sakamana. It'll be the same issue of sakamana of makel patish. Here we're discussing laces or straps that were in the shoe, and they came out, whether most of it came out, a lot of it came out, all of it came out, then you could put it back in. Because since you're just putting in straps and laces that are already there, it's not a problem to come on. It's normal for laces to be taken in and out of a shoe. Mishnah Berurah says a belt is normal to put in and out of pants on a regular basis, and therefore, even if it's the first time that you're putting a belt into these pants, it's new pants, still it's not a problem, because it's meant to go in and out on a regular basis, not taking money. You're not finishing up the pants this way. There's pants and there's a belt, and the belt goes in and out of the loops on a regular basis, sometimes in, sometimes out, and then it's fine. The Rama says that which you could put the straps back into the shoes, the lace back in the shoes, only if you do it without a tircha. If it's going to be a big tircha to do it, then it's aser, because the Rafet Shem Yiksha might come to tie a knot of Kesher Kiyama to have it stay in well. You shouldn't have this tircha of the laces going in and out. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Achronim, that they ask on this, that it shouldn't really depend if it's a big tircha or not. If it's a place where the derech is to be kosher, a Kesher Kiyama at the end, nor the laces shouldn't come out, then it should be aser, because the chashash might come to tie this Kesher Kiyama. If it's a place where it's not the derech to do that, then Shemutrik, it's not the derech. And by us, our shoes and our pants, it's not the derech to tie with the laces, straps, belts, akesha, kayama. And therefore, there's no reason why it should be usher. That's what it depends on. It depends, Pasha, what the metzias is. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says that the base at tzavar, the neck of a shirt, of a bag in the old days, is very normal that the kovis, the laundromat, they would tie it closed. And that knot is not akesha, kayama. And therefore, it's mutter to untie it when you bring it home. Shabur says it's not meant to stay long term. It's meant to the Abayis takes home. Then he unties it. Shabur says that some poiskim, some achar machmer, that not to untie unless it's meant to be untied on that day that they do the laundry and that day take it home. If it's meant to be untied only a few days later, some poiskim are machmer. But in any case, this is not keshek yomu. As opposed to the Machaber says, if it's a new shirt and it was made with the neck closed, they opened it for the first time, that's a problem of tikkamana. Mishnah Berurah explains to Chayav Makel Patish, that's the completion of this beged. The Rama says, even if it was already once open, but now an Uman, a professional, tie the clothes or stitch the clothes the way professionals do, that would be a problem to reopen it. Mishnah Berurah explains, if it's tied and closed well enough, you have to cut the strings or rip the strings, then it's considered like reopening for the first time, and that's a problem of tikkamana. Mishpur brings the Mashal and Yam Shishlema, Ksinus, type of a shirt, that the strings were tied and you can't get them open, and now you have to rip them in order to get it open. Since it's really made to be untied right away, you just have a hard time opening it. So you can rip them open, just don't do it in front of Ma'aretz, do it, but do it privately. People shouldn't come to make mistakes and start doing things that they're not allowed to do in different scenarios if they don't know how to compare one case to the other. The Mishpur says, they see Yam Shishlema holds that which is usher to rip open the knot is only if the Uman makes a professional knot that's meant to be done professionally. To rip it open is a problem. But if it just randomly got tied or someone made a knot that really should be able to easy to open, for some reason you have a hard time opening it, that's not considered makel patish to reopen that. If it's a knot that's only meant to be opened once a week, it stays there a week, you open it from week to week, that'll be a problem to untie, because they're meant to be able to head you for longer than a day, and that'll be a problem to rip open also. Unless it's generally done just with a bow, without a kesher, if a mistake got knotted, so then it is mutter to open it. The Rama says that chiluk tin kshira and tfira by kshira by knots, if it's natural kayama, that's not the malach drayas of kosher. In many cases, it's even mutal chatchila. We discussed previously in Sefalif. But tfira stitch, there's no difference in tfira shakayama and tfira it's natural kayama. And therefore, if a stitch that's made, even if it's not meant to be long term, that's a problem to open up. It's a problem with korea amanas lasakin, and that'll be a problem to cut or to rip open. As opposed to by kesher, where something that's meant to be short term, there it's better, it's more kal. The Rama says the Arishem though that are placed to Amekel, but fear if it's not Shekiyama, one should not be semach to Mekel from an Amaretz. Again, because they might come mistakenly to Mekel, even in case they should not be Mekel. Mishnah Berurah says any kesher is not a kesher Kiyama, even if it's as such that's also to open on Shabbos, it's a kesher Amitz, a strong kesher, afraid to Mais Uman, therefore be also with the Rabban, going to some Rishainim. Still, you can have a guy open it untied if it's important, because that'll be a Shvus to Shvus of Mokum Tzarech Harbi. Because it's only a shvus, since it's a kesher that's natural kayama, and it's only a goydung, it's a shvus to shvus, so it's a big tzarech you can make all, I didn't know, through a guy.